Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here on Audio Boo, and this is my audio for day one of Octava 2014. And today's subject is, have you made any new discoveries since last Octava? What kind of year has 2014 been for you musically? Well, I have to say that in 2014, in particular, since last October, I have made tremendous discoveries. Most of you know that I love my music, but the largest percentage of my music is classical, in particular the piano. But I'll listen to anything, give anything a go, and I have come across some surprising stuff, not just in classical, that I actually like. Something that may come up later on in the Octava topics will be hip-hop. Yes, me listening to hip-hop. Well, it's a type of hip-hop that I actually enjoyed it, and anyway, that'll come later. But certainly 2014, I started to really delve into a lot of the classical music, and as I said, particularly piano. And we all know that Beethoven, Mozart, and Grieg, etc. These are the big names. Well, at least over a year ago, so before Octava last year, I came across a wonderful guy called Hummel, who lived along at the same time of Mozart and Beethoven, but was in that area where you're encompassed by both, going from the classical to the modern. And Hummel was one of those brilliant, brilliant composers who sort of didn't get the limelight that they should have done, and so were passed over. And nowadays, these composers are being brought to the fore. And so I found Hummel in 2013, and in particular, I'd say over the last few months in 2014, I've come across so many composers producing amazing stuff with fantastic histories of composition and playing, virtuosos in their own rights, and all forgotten about. And now, as I said, being brought to the fore, you have people like Ivanov and let's see, Elmas, Dobrinsky, Hertel, Jomele, Kabalevsky. I'm not pronouncing these properly, but I'm just giving an example. These are only some I've come across. I don't know how many new composers, not new composers, but new to me composers, that have suddenly been dug out the archives and been brought to the fore. And I have to thank all these companies and people out there who are finding this stuff and getting it out here for us to pick up on. So I'd say that 2014 has been an amazing year for me in finding new finds in the classical genre of music, and it's blown me away, some of the pieces. I'd say even more very lately, in the past week, literally, I've came across a wonderful lady composer and pianist, Debbie Wiseman. And Debbie Wiseman has produced so much fantastic music for the film and television I didn't know about. And this is in the current day, producing stuff for music for, like, say, Judge John Deed. I don't know if you know about that one. Some of the period programs that are on television, I can't remember because I don't watch them, you know. I can't remember them, but so much stuff. I'm not doing Debbie Wiseman any favours here by not remembering all the stuff. I've actually got a page up somewhere, if I could find it. She's done Father Down Cordoba, and there's no point in me trying to pick things out here of a website, but I have her website up here because I'm just amazed at the kind of stuff that this lady has been producing. So anyway, so back to the classical stuff that I've followed and found, and I have to say that the biggest or the greatest one that I've come across so far is a guy called Talberg. And this man is amazing. He lived and played and composed along the same time of Beethoven and Liszt and Chopin and Mendelssohn, and yet we never hear of him. And this guy has blown my mind away. He has done so many fantasies for the piano that are just unbelievable. And the great thing about having YouTube nowadays is that you can watch them playing, the artists playing the pieces. You know, if you're fortunate to get the piece that you've come across and then actually see it being played physically. And the virtuosic playing, or is that the correct virtuosic playing, is amazing. These people have got need to have three arms, three hands to play some of this stuff. And it's just mind-blowing. Talberg, for me, has been it. In 2013, it was Hummel. In 2014, it's definitely been Talberg. And this guy is just amazing. I just can't get enough of him. It's like a drug. I constantly delve in and try and find something else that he's played or written. So there you go. As far as that's concerned, as far as the music's concerned, that's my finds since October 2013. There are more, but there's no point in going on too much about things. Anyway, the second part of that was, what kind of year has 2014 been for you musically? And so I would say that musically it's been great, because in 2013 I was so into Audio Boo that I, listened to Audio Boo all the time and gave my music a buy. I would say probably due to the fact that Audio Boo has not been so prolific in stuff that's been posted up to the public timeline over the past year, that I've had more time to get into my music. I find myself running out of Audio Boost to listen to, and so rather than go delve for some stuff from other areas of Audio Boost, which I did do in 2013, I decided to get back into my music, because I really missed it. I really, really did miss listening to my music. So I have got back in, and since I got back in, I now combine each day with listening to Audio Boost and then some music, and then back and forth throughout the day. So getting back into music has been great. Because I did that, it's got me back into delving into things, and because of that, I've found what I've explained previously in this piece of audio. And so, as far as I'm concerned, 2014 has been a brilliant year all round for me in music, and it's great. It's just great, and I'm glad I did so, and I'm glad everything worked out that way, because music is my life. It really is. I wake up in the morning, I come in here, I flip on my wee radio player that I've got, and it's always on Classic FM in the morning, because that kind of, it wakens me up but chills me at the same time in the mornings. And then throughout the day, I've either got Audio Boo in my ears, or I've got music on. Music plays in my room all day long, much to my wife's dismay. So, it's been a great year for me. So I guess that's it. Looking forward to the rest of the topics for 2014 October. Next one, give two examples of songs you like which were released before you were born. Well, it's going to be archival stuff, that. I guess it's going to be the radio or the wireless set. Anyway, that's next. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.